Two-Minute Crypto, Altcoiner, or Bitcoin Maximalist? Welcome to Two-Minute Crypto. This episode is a little more personalized in tone and explores my own particular process of identifying the term which best exemplifies my crypto investment thesis. If you've spent any time at all surveying the crypto landscape, you've doubtless encountered the Altcoiner, Bitcoin Maximalist fault line. These two camps rarely have much good to say about each other, but Bitcoin does generally seem to have the upper hand in any proof-of-concept argument. Regular listeners will know that I favor BTC over any other project in crypto. I won't rehash this off-stated position. However, I'm certainly not a Bitcoin maximalist, a crypto worldview I've attempted to shed light on in last week's episode. As previously discussed, BTC accounts for approximately 70% of my crypto portfolio. It's also the only crypto I dollar-cost average into each and every week. Nonetheless, there are a number of altcoin projects which I believe have obvious and sustainable potential, Ethereum, EOS, Cardano, primary among them. In addition, I have a number of small positions in wildcard projects such as Elastos, Nulls, Neo, and others. Bitcoin Maximalist, therefore, is definitely not a good fit, nor, however, is Altcoiner. If I had to pick only one, it would be Bitcoin. But of course, I don't. While I'm fairly confident BTC will remain unchallenged in terms of its claim as a store of value, blockchain offers so much more. There's absolutely no proof that there can be only one. In pondering this, I finally decided on the nomenclature that correctly reflects my crypto investment thesis. I'm a Bitcoin majoritarian. Yep, I just invented a word, but I'm sure you get my meaning. The majority of my holdings are BTC. The majority of my planned future investments remain targeted in BTC. In addition, the majority of my time is spent researching BTC tech, developments,
markets,
and majority conditions. Ergo, I'm a Bitcoin majoritarian. Mostly Bitcoin, but with a minority interest in other applications and iterations of crypto. So now I can rest easy and spend the next few years spreading BTC majoritarianism to my heart's content. Thanks for listening.